Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Did he see the ghost of a janitor who had been murdered? If not, what did he see?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. We want to hear it. Call in anytime. The number is 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes and access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. And you can do that a few ways. Go through Apple Podcasts and you can try it for 3 days free there. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
Well, Carol Hughes, it's going pretty good. What do you know?
Going to go to movies today.
Yay. What movie?
What is the name of it? Asteroid City? Is that the
Asteroid
name?
Asteroid City. Yeah, it's that Wes Anderson movie. I love Wes Anderson.
I know. So I'm going to let you know what I think. I'll report back.
Okay, report back because I'm excited.
I have loved some of his movies, and then some of them I'm like, there's been better. But I think I have seen all of them.
Well, and you guys, I am making Carol go to an action movie next week because I kind of like these sorts of old movies. Indiana Jones has the last final movie out, and we're going to go to IMAX and watch it. So
yes,
we'll let you know our thoughts about Indiana Jones.
An Indiana Jones movie, or what's there, like 100 of them? Let's say
there's like four or five. I think maybe five.
There's just five? In my head, there seems there's 10. But anyway, I probably have only ever seen two. I saw the first one for sure, because everybody did. And then maybe one more? But I'm just going for the IMAX thrill of it.
I'll bet you can even say a line from the first Indiana Jones movie. Think.
Is it Frankly, my dear? I don't give a damn.
No, that was Gone with the Wind. No.
That was a joke.
No, snakes. I hate snakes.
See, I don't remember that. No. I've got an interesting story today. Yep. So.
You do?
Yeah, check this one out. It says, hi, y'all.
Okay.
Very Texan. My name is Blaze.
Very Texan, y'all.
I have only started listening to your podcast for about a week now, and I love it. I've been looking for something like this for some time now. Could it be that the kind spirits have guided me in your direction? Just kidding. Maybe. So, the story which I'm going to tell you is one that almost seems like something out of a movie. It seems like more people in my college town of Lubbock, Texas, would have heard of the history behind my story, but surprisingly, I dug the historic details surrounding my personal experience myself. While I was an undergraduate at Texas Tech University, I was a good student, which means spending time at the library. Remember when you used to have to do that? When we were in college, you had to spend hours at the library. And now they don't have to do all that. Like, you had to go look through the card catalog and then go find the book and then look for it and then put the book back.
And then somebody checked it out and
it's the only
and then
one.
You were like, who's got it?
And then it's
right?
Only,
and so then you're trying to find out who it was that had it, and then maybe you could track them down and see when they were going to get it, be done with it. And it was so funny because at that time they would tell us, like, who in this day and age would tell somebody that kind of information? No one, right? But back then you'd just go to the library and go, who was it? Who's got the book? Because I really need that book.
Because I know it's somebody in my class. Anyways, though quite creepy, the library will not be the setting where I had my experience with the spirit world. It's called the Stacks, the library is, because of the way that it looks. Like, each floor is literally stacked upon one another, shooting four or five stories into the sky. The lights are turned on with motion sensors. Thus, when walking alone into one of the higher floors late at night, when you're alone, it can be unsettling. But I would like to address what happened upon leaving the library. I had to walk all the way from the library to the north side of campus, as that is where I had parked my pickup, next to the building at which I was a tutor. As I was walking past the chemistry building, I was disturbed to see what I thought was the janitor in a third-story window looking down on me. At first, I just thought I could ignore it and walk on by. I thought, what a creep. Something made me look back up at the window, and I realized something. Something that disturbed me deeply. I have never been a person to totally buy into the paranormal, though my extended family has passed down a few stories. So this janitor was the figure of a woman which looked just like that. A figure of a human. The way she stood there looking down on me nearly petrified me. She wasn't even breathing. She wasn't moving, though she seemed to be afloat, weightless, and dark. After what seemed like to be several minutes, the figure literally evaporated before my eyes. Mind you, this was a very distinct apparition of a woman. There was nothing vague about this figure that had just disappeared. After she disappeared and I was able to break my gaze, I shook myself and decided to literally run to my car. From then on, if I had to study at night, I tried to do it off campus, and if I was on campus, I would walk a different route back to my pickup. This is where it gets interesting. Being a tutor, I had access to other students and their experiences in the classroom. My focus was economics, so I never had any classes in the chemistry building. However, I did tutor a few students who took classes in the building. I shared my experiences with a couple of students independent of one another. It turns out there was a common case of the creeps regarding one wing of the chemistry building, most namely the third floor. Strange things happened up there, and there was a common thread. Nothing else, really. I decided to do a little research, and I found what sent a chill all the way up my spine and made me shudder. The story goes something like this. There was a student at Texas Tech University sometime in the late 60s, maybe 1970, who was taking a class in the old biology building. Evidently, he had procured a key to his professor's office and decided he wanted the answers to an upcoming test. Seeing as this took place in the biology building, it's only fitting that he came into possession of a scalpel and proceeded into his professor's office. He'd been rummaging through his professor's desk when something happened that he did not expect. The janitor in that building, the lady who was looking down at me from the third story window, I believe, caught him looking for the answers. He proceeded to attack her with a scalpel and not only slit her throat, but sliced it wide open and left her to bleed out while he ran away and stayed on the run for a few days. I believe they caught him somewhere near Dallas and brought him back for a trial where he was found guilty. It is said, if you know who to ask around here, that the janitor still haunts the halls and classrooms of what is now the chemistry building at Texas Tech University. I grew up in Lubbock and never heard a word about this, which is just amazing to me because it sounds like a story that would make the rounds. Thanks, guys. You're the best. So I Googled it and I'm like, did that really happen? And it did. So it's interesting.
Oh my gosh.
So it was in 1968. And they say it was the most sensational murder to take place on the campus of Texas Tech and possibly Lubbock. And her name was Sarah Morgan, and she was found in a blood-splattered laboratory on the third floor of the Texas Tech Science Building on December 3rd, 1967. Excuse me. She was a 54-year-old tech custodian, found with her throat slashed by a scalpel. Her head was nearly decapitated by a bone saw. So he actually got another tool.
Yeah, it was worse than just a scalpel.
Her grandmaster custodial keys, her master keys. So the gruesome discovery was the beginning of one of the most notorious murder cases in Lubbock's history. They called him the scalpel killer. And they think it might have been a thrill slaying.
What?
But months...
No, so it wasn't him just trying to find answers?
Well, then it goes on.
For a test?
The next sentence says, months later, tech professor Kent Rylander noticed papers in his office had been disturbed. I think that's weird, months later. And he thought someone had broken into his office to obtain the answer key for a test he planned to administer. So then, on March 13th, 1968, detectives Frank Wiley and Floyd Hargrave staked out Rylander's office on the third floor of the science building all night. Early that morning, a man opened the locked door to Rylander's office using Sarah's grandmaster key. The detectives tried to arrest him, but he ran a wild movie-style chase and sued. Let's see. As police closed in, the man stole a parked car from campus. So then they went on a high-speed chase, going over 100 miles an hour. Ultimately, he was arrested by police. Benjamin Locke, a 23-year-old tech graduate student. They believe that he snuck into the building the previous December to steal test answers. Sarah caught him in the act, and he killed her. So, yeah, everything that guy said was real. And then he is walking along on campus one night, looks up that same floor of the building, and sees that. Could it be Sarah?
Now that kind of makes, that makes sense. And so it wasn't necessarily a thrill kill.
If she had caught him. Yes, but it could have been, it was overkill. Let's say that. So, you know, stabbing her is one thing, but nearly decapitating her is another thing. So maybe, and he used two different weapons. So maybe he had the scalpel and then went and got the bone saw.
Do you think she knows she's dead? Or do you think it's one of those, you know, spirits that is just still there because they don't even know?
And or could it be that she's protecting, you know, she feels very protective. She walked in on this guy stealing stuff and it was months before they caught him. So maybe it feels like she needs to protect the students from this guy. Or maybe she's crying for help. So it could go a couple different ways. It could be that she's there to protect, or it could be there because she doesn't know she's dead and she needs help. But that's
interesting. Which way I feel. I'm thinking about him looking up and seeing her in the window. And he was sort of just like in a trance. He kind of said, you know, he just stared at her and could, and, you know, and then she just disappeared. And then he kind of snapped out of it and ran, right?
And you know what? That kind of makes me think. Yeah. You know what that makes me think, though? Because he was very specific about it was a woman. and she's three stories up. In that moment that he's looking at it, is there a stronger connection to it other than visual? Is he kind of experiencing her?
It would have to be more like she's kind of got him locked in somewhat of a trance thing, don't you think?
Yeah, like some weird, he's experiencing a moment with her.
I'm sure he was found guilty, went to prison. Did he get the death penalty or anything?
Let me follow up with that just a second while I pull that up.
I'm just interested in whether
he was indicted for murder with malice, a capital offense. Think. That sounds like a 1960s charge. His case was eventually moved to Fort Worth. He was tried in November 1970. Oh, he had a written statement. I caught her from behind. Lack's written statement to police began. I think I strangled her. She fell to the floor, and then I don't remember what happened. I decided to cut her up. I looked around, and I saw a scalpel. When he saw Sarah was dead, he grabbed her keys. And then witnesses testified they saw him leave the building about 7 p.m. on the night of the murder.
You could have said he strangled her, but then he jumps to, I decided to cut her up. That's weird. Just out of, I panicked and strangled you or whatever. Oh, I guess I'll cut you up. That's weird.
Well, that's the thrill part they were talking about. So Joan Dominic testified that she was with Locke at 8 p.m., the time of the murder. She said she met him by chance at the Student Union building. He was with her between 6:30 and 9 p.m. So Joan gives him the alibi. A Dallas psychologist testified he was a paranoid schizophrenic and suggested he could have been pressured into making a confession that he killed Sarah, even if innocent. They called his mother to the stand, Mrs. Herman Locke of Boston. She wept quietly during her testimony. Oh, she portrayed her life in Europe as a Jew during World War II and the extermination of many members of her family by the Nazis. What the hell? Her son was born in Poland, described the family journey to the United States after the war, and that he participated in football, tennis, bowling, swimming, and Red Cross life-saving. He was a summer camp counselor.
It is not unusual for schizophrenia to develop at about that college age.
Right.
And so that I can understand. I can tell. But how does... The other female student gave him an alibi.
I don't know. They never do circle back to that. In final arguments, Griffin argued, Sarah Morgan gave her life so Benjamin Locke could get good grades. The mom said, my son is innocent. He told me so. The jury deliberated 2 hours before convicting Locke. They sentenced him to 40 years. After serving 15 years, 7 months of his sentence, he was paroled in 1983, and he's believed to be living in Massachusetts. Now, this was quite a while ago, so I don't know.
The part I find about this story that really disturbs me, other than, you know, that Sarah still seems to be trapped in the building. If somebody had an alibi, and somebody really gave him an alibi, and that was true, there's still somebody out there that did this.
Yeah, but that happens all the time. You know, people get the time wrong. Or
the day
that Joan could have been his girlfriend and didn't want to believe that he, you know, there's a lot of reasons why people might give a false testimony.
True. I assume they had some forensic evidence as well in a scene like that.
Well, and they did have his confession. He said he did it.
Yeah, but a schizophrenic confessing to something, that may or not be true.
But there was also people who saw him leaving the building. Mm-hmm. So they've got both things going on there. But don't you think Sarah's still there?
I do. I think that's exactly what he saw.
That was a really good, creepy story today.
It was. I always find it fascinating when, you know, the paranormal kind of crosses over into real life and they kind of are just circling each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just as creepy what happened in reality as the after effects with the paranormal.
That's why I love the history of a story, because sometimes the history makes the story make sense. And the fact that he did some digging on it to try to figure out what happened,
Right.
And that's legit. Oh, I just think that one was a good story.
Good
one. So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. You can do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it. Guaranteed or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.